In this week's parasha, Parashas Vay, Perek Yudbeis, Pasuk Yudzayin, the Torah tells us, Ushmartem es hamatzos. You should watch the matzos. Chazal dash from this Pasuk, that although there are Simon Echimutz, Simon Azeh, we're not such Bekim in Simon Echimutz, but Me'ikar Adin, it's Mavur in the Gemara, that there are Simonim to tell whether a dough is chametz or not. However, that's good for the rest of Pesach. But the mitzvah of matzah, which a person's mekayim, Pesach night, be'erev teichu matzahs, there's a bazunder tzivui u'shmartem es ha-matzahs. One has to watch the matzahs. One cannot be seimach on simonim that the matzah has not turned to chametz. But rather, one has to be busy with the matzah, watch the matzah, be aware of the matzah, process the matzah, and be sure the idea of Aria, that his matzah is not chametz. And not only that, it has to be done the Shema. U'shmartem es hamatzos, the shmira, which is done for the matzah, which is eaten Pesach night, it has to be watched l'shma. L'shem mitzvah, l'shem matzah's mitzvah. Rashi, over here, brings from Chazal, U'shmartem es hamatzos, Rabbi Yashka Omer, Al Tikere Es HaMatzos. Don't read it, Ushmartem Es HaMatzos. Ela Es HaMitzos. Read it, Ushmartem Es HaMitzos. In other words, the way it's spelled in the Torah, Mem Tzadi Vav Sof, theoretically you can read the word two ways. Either the Vav could be a Chaylam, and you read it Matzos, or else the Vav could be the letter Vav, in which case it would be Mitzvos. Maybe you should put another vav for vav with a chaylam, but a vav without a chaylam is also acceptable. And therefore, the same exact word, besides being read, ushmartem es hamatzos, can be read es hamatzos, can be read ushmartem es hamitzos. Kederach she'ein machmitzin es hamatzos. The same way one has to be sure that their matzos do not become chametz. Kach ein machmitzin es hamitzos. One has to make sure that their mitzvahs don't become chametz. What does that mean? Elam bola yodcha say oiso miyat. The mashal is the same way one has to process the dough quickly in order to prevent the dough from rising and becoming chametz. So too, when a person has a mitzvah in front of him, he has to go ahead and do that mitzvah right away without waiting, that the mitzvah should not become chametz. This is the klal of Ein Mavir Al HaMitzvos. This is the klal of Mitzvah HaBol Yodcha Al Tachmitzena. The Chai Odom in Chelek Aleph, Klal Samaches, the name of the klal is Din Tnoim Shetzorach Lizor B'chol Mitzvah Mitzvah. The Chai Odom in this klal, one of the last klalim in Chelek Aleph, before he moves on to Hilchos Shabbos, is he reads Arum the various klolim which one has to be careful to make his mitzvahs as good and proper as he can. The first one, which is what we'll focus on in a minute, is Ein Mavir Al HaMitzvahs. Then he goes to Beis, Shalai Tei Mitzvahs Bezuya Olav, Ein Oisim Mitzvah Chavilas Chavilas, Oisik Mitzvah Potvin HaMitzvah, Hinder mitzvah, Zrizim Akdimin Lemitzvahs, Mitzvah Bayesim Vishluchai. These are Klolim and Zahiris in the mitzvahs. And the first one he discusses is the Klal of Ein Mavir Al HaMitzvahs. And he says, Ratzulaymer, Mitzvah Shetavla Yodet Chila, the mitzvah which comes your way first, Ya'asena, you should do it right away. And he says, not only should you obviously do it, as opposed to do a davar rishus, but even if you'd rather not do this mitzvah, because there's another mitzvah that you'd rather do. And even if you have in mind that after you finish the second mitzvah, you'll come straight back to the first mitzvah, but in any event, we have v'klal ein mavir al mitzvahs, one does not pass over mitzvahs, and the Chai Odom writes, v'hu isra min ha-Torah. It's also midoraisa to pass over mitzvahs. Shenemar ushmartem es hamatzos, korilei hamitzvahs. The Torah says shmartem es hamatzos, zok techai odom. You read a mitzvah, that's our mechilta, but he bechirik. Mitzvahs, not matzahs, in other words, the mem is bechirik, shloit hach mitzvahs yoshen. You should not allow the mitzvah to become chametz and to become old. You should do the mitzvah right away. This is the drosha av our mechilta that Rashi brings. And the Chai Odom here writes that it's deraisa. It's deraisa. Kein kosfu. Choices be yuma daf lagil and behedya, that this is a deraisa. And he said, brings among of Ram and Shuas Radvaz, who seems to say it's the Rabbanon, but Nelaman of the Riatasis, and cost Tasis Wachman and Alf. He names on, Ne'em Avir al Mitzvahs, is a mitzvah de Araisa. It's actually fascinating. There is a Bir Halacha in the beginning of Hilchasol. The Machaber over here says, Achar Shalovash Talis Mitzvahs, after you put on your Talis, then you need a Tfilm. It's proper to put on a talis before tefillin. The inyan is malin b'kodesh, that the inyan of malin b'kodesh, that the tefillin has kedusha, it's wrapped on the person. B'alocha says malin b'kodesh ala odom kai. Shetzorach leilach mi dargul adargul as alitz v'ktusha. First he's mechas atzmai b'kisoy mitzvah, and the tefillin is mekasher atzmai b'kesher ha'yichud v'kedusha. Mal b'kedush is a mechayev a person to put on his talus and then upgrade to his tefillin. And the Mechaber says that therefore, when you put your tefillin zekel into your talus zekel, so you should make sure, tzorach lizorach le'nichud kis tefillin l'mayla, their tefillin zekels were more like bags. So the top and the bottom. So you shouldn't put the tefillin on top, and our tefillin bags. It would be more, you shouldn't put the tefillin in front. Kidei, shloim yifka ben tchila v'yitztarech l'nichem kreinu talis, kidei shal yavr l'mitzvah. Mechavis is very clearly that if the tefillin is in front, you take out the tefillin, then you have to put on tefillin first because of ein mavir al mitzvahs. Zok debir alocha, what happens if you're in shul and you take your tefillin was on top and you pulled out your tefillin first? So now ein mavir al mitzvah says that you have to put on tefillin for the talis. What a shtickle embarrassing. For those few minutes you had tefillin without talis, it looked like a bacha, it looked like shtickle shlamazel. It's a little bit embarrassing. So what happens to kavod habris? Zok de ber alocha. That does make a difference. He says like this. He says, even if this mishap happened when he was sitting in shul rabim, and he's embarrassed, he's besupik. It's not posh to go be makeup and put on the skip over the tefillin and go to the talis first. Achrei the masik and nifras ha'odom chal samaches chemash pribrigodim the aim of vinal mitzvahs is dvar teira, that it's mavur the aim of vinal mitzvahs is the deraisa, that's the shita of chayodom, and that's the shita of the primigodim. And he says so mitzvah deraisa say nitchem they covered a brias b'chol gavni in loy b'gnei godol, to go ahead and to be deicha, a mitzvah de araisa, even b'sheva al taseh, that's only mutter in a huge kavod abrius in a case of gnai gadol. And so for here, for the few minutes that you're going to go ahead and have tzul that a talis is not called a gnai gadol, it's a regoi machodim, and therefore, because there's a tzad, that imavir is de araisa, so meila zokne mishn bir locha, that he's scared to be mekel, that you should put on your tefillin before your talis, even if it's embarrassing. Because we're dealing with the mitzvah of the Raisa, one has to recognize that a mavir al mitzvahs is a deraisa de kekpeda. When a mitzvah comes your way, you're mechuyif to do that mitzvah, not to skip it, not to even do another mitzvah, and also not even to do another mitzvah first. That's our case over here. The guy wants to do the mitzvah of talis to come right back to the tefillin in the minutes. He wants to know the mitzvah, just wants to do it first. A real mitzvah, all the mitzvahs on a deraistika level, is mechayiv him to go ahead and to even to the point of embarrassment to go put on his tefillin before his talis because of ein mavirin al hamitzus. The Chayyadim continues that although we have this klal, this isidareis of ein mavirin al hamitzus, but there are three cases in which ein mavirin al hamitzus does not apply. One case is if the person is not actually doing the mitzvah, but rather he's observing the mitzvah and being part of a roiv am, and therefore he wants to observe this mitzvah as opposed to that mitzvah. So then there is no call of ein mavirin al mitzvahs, and even if he passes by one mitzvah to get to the other mitzvah, so that is also mutter, and that's not a chesaron of ein mavirin al mitzvahs. The second nekudah he says is that what happens is a choice of doing the mitzvah now or to do the mitzvah later on, but if you do the mitzvah later on, it's going to be more min hamuvchar. So now the Chayyadim says that if lemachar, it will be yoyse min hamuvchar, so then it's kedai to wait a yoyim or yomayim in order to do a mitzvah min hamuvchar. And it brings a raya for Kiddush Levana. Kiddush Levana says in Shulchan Aruch that we wait until Mitzvah Shabbos, that therefore Mekalish Lavana in Begadim Yafim Kishem Uvusamim, that's a mitzvah in Amuvchar, and mitzvah in Amuvchar is stronger than the Indian of Shuri Mitzvah Loi Mashinan. We'll see in a few minutes, but basically that's only if it's a Zman Katzer, not if it is a Zman Aruch. He actually brings a Sefer Hasidim, which says not like that. The Sefer Hasidim says very strongly that one should never ever push off a mitzvah. Sefer Hasidim Tov Tov Ayin Ches. Chashti v'lo yismamati, David HaMelech said. I was quick and I didn't wait. Lo ya'akiv odem es ha-mitzvah ba'avrezesh amritari va'anveyu. You don't push off a mitzvah because you want to do va'anveyu. Hisnoy lefana b'mitzvahs. Person can either buy a talis today or buy a talis yofet tomorrow. He could write a Sefer Torah today or write a Sefer Torah Yafet tomorrow. It's better to go ahead and to buy the Sefer Torah today and give up on the Hiddur. Now, Sefer Chassidim says that Mitzvah Min HaMuvchar that does not come first, rather today. But in Halacha, Chayyadim says that if it's a day or two, then Mitzvah Min HaMuvchar takes precedence. The big exception, and this is where the arichas is, what happens if you have you can only do one mitzvah. If you can only do one mitzvah. In other words, if you could do two mitzvahs, the question is, which one should you do first? Which one should you put on hold? So then we say, the first one you pegay with, that's the one you do. If you pegay your tefillin before your talis, you put your tefillin before your talis. Shabura says that if the tefillin is in one room, the talis in another room, you have to walk past your tefillin to get to your talis. Whatever comes first, that's what you do. But what happens if it's impossible for you to go ahead and to do both mitzvahs? So then, the first thing Chayyadim says is that then the mitzvah chamura takes precedence over the mitzvah she'ena chamura, and he brings three examples. You can have a mitzvah chamura over a mitzvah she'ena chamura. A person who can either buy tefillin or tzitzis would buy tefillin. Mitzvah chamura before mitzvah she'ena chamura. Tadir takes place over Eina Tadir. A mitzvah Tadira will take place over a mitzvah which is not Tadir. And the third is that a mitzvah Iveres, a mitzvah which should only be done today, takes precedence over a mitzvah She'eina Iveres. That, so far, is Muskim. The next question is like this. What happens today for tomorrow? Or today for a few days? What comes first? He has a case, you have a soldier in the Tsar's army, and he has to stand a watch guard, and whichever day he stands on watch, he will not be able to properly observe mitzvahs. Today's Erev Yom Kippur. Does he go ahead and stand watch today? And in order for him to be able to fast on Yom Kippur, or is it better for him to say Kriya Shema upon his film today? And even though tomorrow he's going to have to break his fast because of Pikuach Nefesh. The question is, do we say that today's mitzvah takes precedence over a mitzvah chamura of tomorrow. There is a radvaz, a famous radvaz, the Mishnah Berurah brings it, the halacha, that if the person is in jail and the sar gives him one day out of jail, so he shouldn't wait until Purim to hear the Megillah B'tzibur or to Yom Kippur down with the minion. He should go right away, that day, right away, to go ahead and down with the minion. Hashim Sheva Yomos, Mitzvah Bal Yotcha Tach Mitzena. The Chai Adam wants him chalak between a few days, that if it's a matter of 2-3 days, Yom or Yomayim really says, 1 or 2 days, so then one can wait. However, if it's more than that, one would not wait. And therefore, the Chayadim is Machriya, Erev Yom Kippur's Tefillin, or Yom Kippur's fasting, Yom Kippur's fasting comes first. That is the opinion of the Chayadim, not like as mashma, the pashtus of the Radvaz, and the way the Mishnah Berurah brings the halacha. Mishnah Berurah seems to go with the Radvaz Kipshutai, you go with today's mitzvah, no matter what. And the Chayadim says, you go ahead and you do the mitzvah chamura of tomorrow. There's another Maram Mokum for this Shaila, which is familiar to the Olam, the famous Trumas Hadeshen, which the Trumas Hadeshen says that if a person has a choice to come to the big city for Parsha Zohar or for Purim, so the Trumas Hadeshen paskins that one comes for Parsha Zohar. One comes to Parsha Zohar. Why? Because the tradition is chesh for the shittas. Parsha Zohar from Sefer Torah is deraisa. Megillah, the one person kalein in his shtetl, shaloi ba'asara, avada by Megillah is gaval k'myonim rev am. But since the tzibur is ma'akiv in Parsha Zohar and is not ma'akiv in Megillah, Trumas Hadeshen says, and the Mishnah Berurah paskins, that one comes from Trumas Hadeshen, comes for Parsha Zohar. Now, if you're medayik in the words of the Trumas Hadeshen, it would be mashma, that if Megillah would be ba'asara, I would take away from Megillah. Because Megillah, as we know, is a mitzvah chashuva ad ma'id, and there are shittas which hold they can even be deicha mitzvah deraisa in order to go ahead and hear the Megillah, and that would seem to be the opinion of the Trumas Hadeshen. So if Megillah ba'asara would be Me'ikar Adin would be le'ikuva. So then the mashmoyis of Trumas Hadeshen is that you would do Purim and not come in Parsha Zohar because the Trumas Hadeshen holds that Mikra Megillah is such a mitzvah chashuva, it can even be deiche a mitzvah deoraisa. That seems to be the understanding and the pashtos of the Trumas Hadeshen. The problem is, what's our issue? That Parsha Zohar always comes before Purim. L'chaira, mitzvah above Yotchot, Altach Mitzena, should force you to come in for Parsha Zohar, even if we learn that Parsha Zohar is a mitzvah kala, klape Purim. And the Teretz Vaistais is that Trumas Hadeshen agrees to the Chayadam, that if it's only for a few days, so then one could be machmitz, and when achish shem yomotz, and one would do the mitzvah chamura as opposed to the mitzvah kala. The only thing is that Purim is not, it's not ma'akev the minion, so mainly you have an eitzah a little bit to mekayim shneim, so you'll come in for Zohar. Behidr, you'll come in for Zohar, sorry, to be yeitzah, and Zohar being yeitzah today is better than a hidr mikra megillah tomorrow. That's l'chayr what comes after the Trumas Hadeshen. Now, even though the Mishnah Berurah seems to go straight radvaz, they do the mitzvah first, but l'maisa, since we end up in the same place, that Parsha Zohar comes first, so both in time and in chashivas, so Mishnah Berurah brings both svaras that it stim even according to the Nishmas Adam. What's rather very fascinating and very interesting is that the Chai Adam brings l'shitasai that what happens if a person on Hanukkah only has 8 candles? What does he do? Should he light 1 tonight, 2 the second night, 3 the third night, and then I guess the 4th night he's not going to have enough for Mahajim, or light 1 the 4th, 1 the 5th, and then run out of Neris for 6, 7, 8? Or should he go ahead and light one candle every single night. So the Chaya Adam says that since we're not Cheshish Shema Yomos in such a short amount of time, so therefore it's Kedai to go ahead and to light one every single night. Notice, even though in Klal Samaches, the Chayolim seems to say that the only time when you worry about a future mitzvah is a day or two, and here it's another 7 days, or 6 days really, it's the second night, so the eighth night, so he says that you leave over the candles, but he says that the reason why you leave over the candles is because it's a Zman Katzer, and therefore a mitzvah chamura takes precedence over a mitzvah kala. The mashmois the Chaya Adam would be that if it would be within the Shir Shema Yomos, that point past the point, or if we would live in the world of the Radvaz, that we always do today's mitzvah, it would be mashma that Hidra mitzvah of today comes even before the total mitzvah of tomorrow. That would be the mashmois. The Hidra mitzvah of today comes before the full mitzvah of tomorrow. You take care of today's achrayis, tomorrow you are tomorrow. Over here is no chashash amiyamos, like they're both on the table, keilu. But if it would be further than 6, 7, 8 days, it would be a matzah. If it was 2 weeks or 3 weeks, it's mashma that hidr mitzvah would come first, which l'chayr should follow that if one paskins like the Radvaz straight, that we always go with today's mitzvah as opposed to the future mitzvah, l'chayra, what should follow is that the hidr mitzvah of today will take precedence over the gemar, the full mitzvah of tomorrow. And the emes is a beis halevi in Hilchos Chanukah, which does seem to go with such a mahalach, because the beis halevi famously shtells, what's the pshat that we find so many inyanim of hidurim and hidr mitzvah by Ner Chanukah more than any other mitzvah in the Torah? So Zok the Beis Halevi, that the only reason why they needed a nes was because they were being medaktik and hidr mitzvah. He says like this, they found the Pach Shemen, and there is no shir me'ikar adin on how thick or thin the wicks could be. Had they made thinner wicks, they would have had a smaller fire, not such a geshmaka fire, and they would have used only 1/8 of the oil. The fact that they went ahead and they decided to use all the oil the first night and make geshmaka thick wicks was because of hidr mitzvah. They wanted to go ahead and be mahadr the mitzvah. Since they wanted to go ahead and be mahadr the mitzvah, that's why they did it for the Rebbeinu Shlom. Tomorrow, worry about tomorrow. The Rebbeinu Shlom made a nes that they didn't run out of oil. Al kopar mechayr, why is it mutter? If you tell me that a mitzvah de l'machar takes precedence over a mitzvah chamur de l'machar takes precedence over a mitzvah kala today, mechayr in halacha, their cheshu would be incorrect. They should have done the mitzvah chamura, the ikar mitzvah tomorrow, instead of the hidr mitzvah of today. Azoy frekt, that's the chayr ashvera, the beis halevi. Why was it mutter for them to go ahead and do the hidr mitzvah? Why were they mechuyah to worry about tomorrow? So, l'chayra, you see from the Beis Halevi, this yisoid, that in the hidr mitzvah of today takes precedence over gemar mitzvah tomorrow, even though it's a mitzvah kalak nega mitzvah chamura. The Beis Halevi would be arguing on the Chaya Adam, that even for a zman katzer, we'd rather go with the haintig mitzvah, and now a mitzvah kalak versus mitzvah chamura, even hidr mitzvah, klapping a mitzvah chamura, that's what seemed to be the opinion of the Beis Halevi, which l'chayr would concur with the opinion of the Chaya Adam, which the Chaya Adam says that the reason why you don't do the hidden mitzvah of all the nights of Hanukkah, you don't do the hidden mitzvah tonight, you leave oil for the rest of Hanukkah, is goofa, because for a short time you do a mitzvah chamura before you do a mitzvah kala. That's l'chayra what's coming out. One has to know a little bit in the Mishnah Berurah, because the Mishnah Berurah seems to go with the Radvaz, that he seems to say you do today's mitzvah, not tomorrow's mitzvah, yet he passes like the Chaya Adam, that the Chaya Adam says that if you have a limited amount of neiros, you go ahead and you leave them for the ikkar mitzvah tomorrow, it would seem that the Mishnah Berurah himself is arguing. And he holds that even though a mitzvah challah today goes before a mitzvah chamura tomorrow, but what's negeya to hiddur mitzvah, avada, an ikkar mitzvah tomorrow takes precedence over a hiddur of today. The ikkar mitzvah of tomorrow takes place over the ikkar of today. Now, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't have to argue with the Beis Halevi necessarily, because I could be deicha that the Beis Halevi, when he says that the hidden mitzvah today didn't worry about lighting the neir tomorrow, you could say that the real truth is that they had Shem and Tameh. And since they had Shem and Tameh, it's a Mahutra B'tzibur, so Mela, theoretically, they could have lit the neir with Shem and Tameh tomorrow. So therefore, we could really look at the case of Hanukkah in the times of the Chashmonaim as hidden mitzvah versus hidden mitzvah. The hidden mitzvah of the small candles, or the big fires, or the hidden mitzvah of using Shem and Tar, so we can look at it hidder versus hidder. But Kenira, there is a machlokes whether a mitzvah kala versus a mitzvah chamura. Do you go with the mitzvah kala of today or the mitzvah chamura of tomorrow? The Mishnah Berurah seems to pass like the Radvaz straight, and the Chayei Odom says that you, for a few days, you'll do the mitzvah chamura of tomorrow. And we also have this kshayla, whether hiddur mitzvah is just like mitzvah kal of today, is considered mitzvah kal versus mitzvah chamura, or hiddur mitzvah is considered to be less than mitzvah kala, and the ikkar mitzvah of tomorrow would take precedence. There's a fascinating tshuva in Machzor Yo. It's printed in Machzor Yo. Beis, Chelek Beis, Simon Gimel. The nidin over here was that there was some Sfaradisha Bacharim Yiglait in Gateshead, and they were talking about making a Yom Neron Minyan Nusach Sfarad, not Nusach Sfarad, we call Nusach Sfarad, but Edus HaMizrach, real Sfarad, which has different Nigunim, different Piyutim. And the Keneged Zed, there were those who say, with Heining, that one should daven in the big shuls, Berevam Hadis Melech, and the Shaila was, is Tefillah with your Nusach, or Nusach, I don't mean so much Ashnas and Sfard, but the way he presents the Shaila is, Yom Nerum, and the whole different Ashnas and Sfard is two totally different programs. And what's used to, it's more the Kavana, and the way Rabbi Falk wants the Leged Avek over here, he wants to know what comes first, Hidr Mitzvah or Roivam. There are Milas and Mitzvah. We listed off in the Chayodim that there are Milas and Mitzvahs. The question is, which Milas are bigger Milas? Which Milas are bigger Milas? And therefore, he listed off, we listed before, 7-8 Milas, which Milas are bigger, which Milas are smaller? So, the way he legs back the Shaila is, he names on, he brings it from a Godim, that the hanocha is that davening a place where it's easier to mechaven and less billable is called hiddur mitzvah in tefillah. And therefore, he assumes that b'nei edus hamizrach, davening yom neroim, in their nusach is hiddur, and it's hiddur versus reiv am. So he brings, the Mishnah Berurah says in Siman Tzadi, Shem Primigodim, that it's better to daven a minyan katan than to go to a minyan gadol, if in the minyan gadol you cannot be shemeya the tefillah properly, you're not going to hear the tefillah properly. So you see that hiddur comes before roiv am. He brings from the Sefer Zichron Yehuda that it's a mutal chatchila to start a minyan, to break away from roiv am, in order to daven with greater kavana. Obviously, this needs intellectual integrity, the Torah perspective. But al kolponim, the maila of kavana b'tfila is a hiddur b'tfila, and that comes before the maila of roiv am. Now, over here is just ma'arichim l'tshuva, that you find that zriz makdivim l'mitzvahs is also bigger than roiv am. Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah, halal. When you say halal, the Rishon is carries to halal. We say halal by shachas, not musaf. Even though it's mavur in the Gemara that more people showed by musaf, then they came to shachas. But zrizim makdivim l'mitzvahs, you see that zrizim takes precedence over the maila of Roiv Am, but even though Zrizim takes precedence over Roiv Am, He says the marshal bekidush levana. If right now you can cash levana, later on you'll have a revam. This reason takes precedence. This reason takes precedence. Brings the best tayer, Marsham Tav Chavov, that Revay Zvar Bichid is a Kaddish Alel. Lo Yamtim to say B'Revam. Because, again, you have this Yisoid, that Zrisim is bigger than your Revam. It brings from the Abia Omer, that to make a bris early in the morning, takes precedence over making a bris later on in the day, when there'll be a Revam. So Zrisim is better than Revam. And he also brings the Hiddur Mitzvah is better than even Zrisim. The Hiddur is better than even Zrisim that we learned, that we push off Kiddush Levana till Mitzvah Shabbos in order to go ahead and to make it when we are Mivusam. Granted, that's again the Truma Sedeshan, who says he pushed off to Mitzvah Shabbos. And again, the Sedeshan mentioned earlier, doesn't have a problem with Shema Yomus in a few days. So again, you see the Hiddur takes place over Zrisim. So if Zrisim is better than Revam, and Hiddur is better than Zrisim, so Hiddur is for sure better than Revam, and therefore it's pasha to him that in this situation, they should make their own minion, even though they are losing the Revam. Just wanted Messiah with a short ha'ara, which I saw from the Mishnah Slavi, from Levi Dikazatzal. He says that Shmatim es hamatzos, shmatim es hamitzvos. Shmatim es hamatzos, shmatim es hamatzos. The pshat is that if you don't wash the matzah properly, it becomes chametz. You lose it. It's gone. Shmatim es hamitzvos, you have to know that people who are not zrizim, people who play around with mitzvahs, they push it, they lose mitzvahs too. The mitzvahs don't stick around for when you're ready for them, and therefore a person who is not a proper zoriz will lose mitzvahs. Quotes from Seal Sisharim. That Mesil Sisharim says that someone who doesn't do a mitzvah right away is ain't sakhanaka sakhanosai. Kol rega mischade shachal eschade shes the ikov l'mayis atayiv. And therefore, when one is a mitzvah, they shouldn't look at zrizim only as a hider and a chashivas in the mitzvah. But one has to recognize that sometimes if one is not zariz, they miss the whole thing. And therefore, the fakir, the limud is shmaratos hamatzos, shmaratos hamitzvos, that one has the ability, unfortunately, to lose a mitzvah if he doesn't do it right away, the same way one can lose his matzah if he does not process it right away.